Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sota Daf Chaf Hei. We are holding on the top of Daf Chaf Hei Amar Aleph, three lines into the page. Ibayiluhu. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and Li'ili Nishmas's mother, Golda Basimcha Le'a Shalom, and also by Hindi and Mendy Yudin and Aaron and Shoshana Tversky, Li'ili Nishmas Hindi and Aaron's father, Rav Shlomo Tversky, Harav Shlomo Shmuel Ben, Harav Yaakov Yisrael, whose yard site was yesterday, the Neshama Shav Naliyah. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is the following. We're going to have several shailas that the Gemara is going to raise, and it's going to try to bring proofs to resolve each of these shailas. So for example, the Gemara is going to discuss whether an overes aldas, if a woman is overes aldas, does she automatically lose her ksuba, or must there be some sort of warning in advance that if you keep up this behavior, you're going to lose your ksuba? So the Gemara is going to have three rayas from our Mishnah as to how we deal with that. The Gemara is going to discuss whether the husband has the right to be mochel his kinui. If a husband says it was mekane his wife, and then he doesn't want it to go to the next step, where if she has stira, that she's going to be asura to him forever, can he be mochel the kinui? What if she already had the stira? Can he be mochel the kinui at that point and say, no, pretend that I never said any sort of kinui? Then the Gemara is going to have a machlokas between the Beishamah and the Beis Hillel, whether Yorshim or the Isha are considered to be the muchsak in the husband's nechasim, which one is considered to be the muchsak in the husband's nechasim. And then on the short Amud Beis, we're going to discuss differences between an eilinus and other women who can't have kids, because we had mentioned in the Mishnah people who are unable to have children, what their role in Sota is, whether or not they can be Shosa the Mei Sota. So we're going to say that not all people who can't have children are equal. I mean, remember we had a machlokas in the Mishnah. Do we say that it's a forbidden marriage because he's not allowed to stay married to a woman that he cannot fulfill Puravu with? Or do we say, no, it's a permitted marriage. He just has to marry another woman as well with whom which to have children. So is an islandist the same as all as a Zakena and all the other women who are unable, Nakara, all the other women who are unable to have children? So that's going to be the discussion on Amud Beis. So let's begin again, three lines from the top of the page, on Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. So says the Gemara, I Bayiluhu, they raise the following shaila, Overes al Da'as, Tzricha Hasra'a Sid Ksubasa, O Eina Tzricha Hasra'a. If a woman is Overes al Da'as, Rashi understands it's Overes al Da'as Yehudis, which means that she doesn't act in a Tzanua way, not that she's violating any Yisurei Torah, but the Gemara in Ksubas, Tafayin Beis, give examples of what it means to Overes, what it means to be an Overes al Da'as Yehudis. She goes out, Varosha Perua, she's Tova Beshuk, she's Medaberis in Kaladam, she acts in ways that involve some level of Pritzus. So do you need to give her a Hasra'a before we can say you lost the rights to your Ksuba? And if you don't give her that Hasra'a, maybe she still has the rights to the Ksuba, or maybe you don't need to give her Hasra'a. That behavior itself, it's self-understood that such behavior costs you the right to the Ksuba. Now, even if you do need to give her Hasra'a, there is a Machlokas Rishonim, what the content of the Hasra'a has to be. In the Tshuvas HaRashba, he writes that that he has to not only give her Hasra'a that she cannot behave that way, but he has to tell her specifically that if you continue to act with such pritzos, you're going to lose her ksuba. He has to tell her what the consequences of that behavior are. But if he only gives her Hasra'a that I don't like that you do that, you shouldn't behave this way anymore, and he never warns her what the consequences are, even if she continues to behave that way, she does not lose her ksuba within the tzad that she requires Hasra'a. However, the Shulchan Gibborim in Ksubas Daf Lamed Gimel quotes a Riaz that you don't need to tell her that what the consequences are. You just need to tell her that this is not acceptable, that you're not allowed to behave in such a manner, and that you can't do it anymore. But you don't have to tell her that she's necessarily going to lose her ksuba. So the Beis Shmuel and Ebn Ezer and Simon Kuf Tes Vav says there's a Raya that the Riaz is correct and not the Rashba. From our sugya, it's clear that the Riaz is correct, because our Gemara is about to try to bring rayas. We're going to bring three rayas in terms of whether she needs Hasra'a or does not need Hasra'a. And all of the rayas are going to be about doing a kinui. You know, where that, when do we need a kinoy and when do we not need a kinoy? What does a kinoy accomplish? Well, wait a second. So that means whatever the content of a kinoy is all the content of the hasra needs to be. Well, a kinoy, you don't have to tell her specifically. You know, we said, how are you makanila? Al tadabri mishploni. I don't want you to be medabri mishploni. I don't want you to be nistar mishploni. That was a mishnah and daf bezam and aleph. How you do a kinoy? It never says that part of the kinoy has to be. And if you continue to be medabri mishploni, you're going to lose your ksuba. That's not part of the kinoy. So if we're associating kinoy with the hasra that we're talking about over here, so probably the content of the hasra does not need to be more than the content of the kinoy. So that's what the Beis Shmuel points out, that this machlokas, Rashba Riaz, whether the hasra that we're suggesting might be required over here, needs to include what the consequences are. It sounds from our Gemara that the Riaz is correct, that it does not need to include what the consequences are. Now, the whole shaila the Gemara raised, according to Rashi, is if she's overes al das Yehudis. So the Beis Shmuel says, wow, so that means that if she's overes al das Moshe, if she does worse and she actually violates Isurei Torah, so then apparently, what are examples of overes al das Moshe? The Gemara in Ksubas tells us that she feeds him davar she'enu mu'usar. She feeds him food that maisus weren't taken from. Or mishamashto nida. She has tashmish with him while she's nida. She fails to inform him that she's a nida. Or she's not mafresh chala, meaning she's mamish machshil him in really terrible yisurim. Or she's no deres ve'ina mekayemes. She takes the nedarim and she's not mekayem the nedarim. And the Gemara tells us, pavon nedarim panim mesim k'shem k'tanim ishto mesa. So that it's going to rip apart the whole family. So apparently, in such cases, the Beis Shmuel points out, it's apparently obvious, according to Rashi, that she does not require Hasra'ah. She's already been machshil the husband. So of course she loses the ksuba. However, there's a Tshuvas Chassam Sofer where he disagrees. And he says that within Rashi, that even someone who's Overes al Das Moshe requires Hasra'ah. And he has a whole discussion as to why Rashi Dafka gives the example of Overes al Das Yehudis. But anyway, this is the Gemara's Shaila. If a woman is Overes al Das, do you need Hasra'a before we say that she loses her ksuba, or do we just say by virtue of the fact that she's been Overes al Das, she loses her ksuba? So mi amrinan kivendo Overes al Das, kivendo Overes al Das hi lo baya hasra'a. Do we say that since she's an Overes al Das, we don't need any further hasra'a? O dilma tibay hasra'a di hadraba te hadraba. You require hasra'a because if she, we have to give her an opportunity to change her ways, to mend her ways, and maybe by doing so that will help. If she mends her ways. The Sefer Kerem Neta points out that perhaps the Tzadim of the Safek are really as follows. The question, there's a machlokas between the Beis Shmuel and the Mishnah Melech, why it is that an Overes al Das loses her ksuba. Meaning what? So because she's tova b'shuk, she's talking medaberesim anashim, that's grounds to lose her ksuba. So the Beis Shmuel writes, it's because since she's acting in such a priestistic way, we have to be choshesh shema tizane, that she might come to, that mode of behavior is only going to increase, and she's ultimately going to be mezane. Mishnah Melech in the second paragraph of Hilchos Sota says a little differently. Shema kvarzinsa, that a woman who's behaving that way, probably there's a lot more going on than what she's publicly displaying, so maybe she was already mizana. What's enough nafkamina between Shema Tizana and Shema Kvarzinsa? So that's what the Karimnata points out. Nafkamina would be, is it too late? Can you still give her Asra'a where she has an opportunity to mend her ways? If she was already mizana, it's too late. And if we have to be Choshesh Shema Kvarzinsa, so then you don't need Asra'a. She already lost it. She already lost the Ksuba. But if it's Shema Tizana, so then you do need Asra'a because she hasn't done anything that necessarily means that she's going to lose her ksuba. So Gemara says, let's try to bring a raya. We're going to bring three rayas to try to answer this question. So Tashima, raya number one. It says in our Mishnah, Arusa v'shomeres yavam lo shosos v'lo notos ksuba. And Arusa v'shomeres yavam do not drink the meisota, nor do they receive a ksuba. Mishta hu de lo shasya hakuni mekanila. Sounds like they don't get to that last step of the sota process. They don't get to drink the meisota. But it does sound like there is a kinoy that you're able to be makaneher. So the mai, what's the purpose of the kinoy if it's not going to lead to her drinking the mesota? Why does he? Why is an arus telling his arusa al tadabri mishploni? Well, what's that going to accomplish if he's not going to drink the mesota? ooh, lav lav sida ksubasa, isn't it going to accomplish that she's going to lose her ksuba on account of the fact that he was mekana her and then she was nistera, so he can divorce her then at that point and not have to pay her ksuba. So you see, without that kinoi, she would not have lost her ksuba. It's only on account of the kinoi that she loses her ksuba. Kinoi equals hasra'a. So you see that you do need a hasra'a in order for the woman to lose her ksuba when she's overis aldas. That's what a typical situation is when a man is mekane his wife, that she's overis aldas yehudis. She's acting in a way that's a little pretzel stick. So that's what. So if a kinoi is necessary to make her lose her ksuba, we see that hasra'a is necessary to make her lose her ksuba. Now certainly the kavana of the pasuk is to say that she becomes asura to him through that kinoi, right? Meaning, it's hard to say meaning the Gemara is saying, well, what's the purpose of the kinoi? That she's going to drink the mesota? Well, that can't happen. She's only in arusa. So the only other possibility is to make her lose her ksuba. Well, there's something else also. It's the fact that she'll be asura to him, that when she has tira, now they're going to be assumed to each other. So the Gemara is understanding that that the kinoi works not only to make her asura to him, but also to make her lose her ksuba, because without the kinoi, he would have had to give the ksuba. We would have had to pay the ksuba. But you can't say that the Gemara is understanding right now that the kinoi is only going to work to make her lose her ksuba, but she's not actually going to become neseres alav. Because the idea that you could do kinoi by an arusa is darshan from a pasuk, right? We had that yesterday, that we darshan from a riboy in the pasuk, you could do kinoi by an arusa. Ksuba might only be midrabanan. It's machlokas with ksuba daraisa, ksuba drabanan. So it's unlikely that the pasuk is telling me a concept or a halacha that is only going to have an impact on a din midrabanan, right? So if the pasuk is telling me that you can do kinoi by an arusa, it has to be that it has some sort of impact midaraisa. So the Gemara must be assuming she becomes asuratim as well. But the Gemara is assuming that along with becoming asuratim, she also loses her ksuba, and therefore you see that a kinoi is necessary to make her lose her ksuba. So Amar Abayi says, no, that's not such a great raya. Lo, li osra alav. Maybe it's not about making her lose her ksuba, maybe it's only about making her asura to him. Like we just said, that clearly that's what kinoi accomplishes, that if he does a kinoi and then she has stira, she's going to be asura to him. So maybe that's the whole function of the kinoi. Maybe the kinoi does not accomplish to make her lose her ksuba at all. Rav Papa Amar, lashkos kshi nesua. Rav Papa says, no, maybe the kinoi is not about making her lose her ksuba, and even forgetting about lo'osra lava, there's another benefit to this kinoi, that if they then have nisuin, and she has a stira, after they have nisuin, then she could drink the mesota. It's true that an arusa doesn't drink the mesota, but every nisua was once an arusa, so the process can get started during erusin, and it could come to its conclusion during nisuin. Kidatanya, just like we lived in the Brisa, you're not allowed to be mekana to an arusa for the purpose of having her drink the mesota while she's an arusa. You could do a kinoi and an arusa with the plan of then being mashka her when she is in the suwa. So raya number one failed for two reasons. So again, raya number one, we thought we could say that from the fact that we say that you do kinoi on in arusa and the shomeres yavam, that teaches us that you need a hasra'a in order to make her lose her ksuba. Two rejections to the raya. No, the kinoi is only there to make her asura to him, or the kinoi is there to be mashker the mesota after she becomes a nesua. Raya number two. Amar Rava Toshma. Almanu kohen gadol vaiter in our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Almanu kohen gadol grusha v'chalutz v'kohen hadin mamzeres nesin l'shal bas yisrael l'mamzel nasin. All the cases are forbidden marriages. Lo shosos lo notos ksuba. They do not drink the mesota, nor do they get a ksuba. Wait a second. They don't drink the mesota. That sounds like the earlier parts of the process do apply to these forbidden marriages. Mishtuhu delo shasya hakunuyim mekaniluhu. Granted, they're not going to drink the mesota, but it sounds like there is a kinoi that's done. So, Lamai, what's the function of that kinoi? Eli osra nalava, and now you're not going to be able to tell me, oh, the function of a kinoi is to make them asura, to make the woman asuratim. Because guess what? Ha asirun v'kaimun. They're already asuratim. She's a mamzeres, and they're already asuratim. Sa elalav lafsim ksubasan. The only function of a kinoi in that case must be to make her lose her ksuba. That even without the kinoi, she'd be asuratim, but he would still have to pay the ksuba if he were to divorce her. So now, by the fact that she has a stira la achara kinoi, now he's not even going to have to pay the ksuba. So you see that even though by going through that stira, by doing the stira, by having that yichud, she's in violation of das yehudis, but nevertheless, she's not going to lose the ksuba unless there was a warning in advance that if you continue to violate das yehudis, you're going to lose your ksuba. So you see that you do need asra'a. Says Gemara, this raya is not a great raya either. Amar Rav Yehuda midiskarta lo. The kinoi is not for the purpose of making her lose her ksuba. Even without the kinoi, she'd lose her ksuba because she's overis al das yudis and you don't need asra for that. But it's lo osra la boel kebaal. What the kinoi accomplishes is, let's say the husband were to die or to divorce her afterwards, and then this kinoi accomplishes that she will not be allowed to marry the man that she was accused of being with, because without that kinoi, she would have been muteris to that man. If she's a mamzeres and he's not, you know, and he's not a mamzer, she wouldn't be muteris. But let's say the kinoi was about a man that was a mamzer, you know, or nasin or something like that. So ditnan kashem shasur lebaal kach asur lebaal, because we're going to have a mission in a couple of days that just like she's asura to the baal, so too she's asura to the boel. A woman cheats on her husband, not only can she not be with the baal anymore, she cannot be with the boel either. So now the Gemara moves on to a third and final raya. Amar Rabbi Chanina misura tashima. Let's bring a raya from the following. Ve'ilu shebezdin mekanin lahen. The following are people that bezdin will be mekane on their behalf, because they're in no position, they're in no condition to be mekane. Misha nischarish baila o nishtata. If the baila became a cherish or a shota, so he's unable to be mekane, or sheyichavish beis asurin, or he's locked away in a jail somewhere. V'lola shkosa amru. Now, when bezdin steps in and does the kinoi on behalf of the husband who's unavailable, the purpose of that kinoi is not to be mashka her the meisota, because they can't, elul posel m'ksubasa. It's only to make her not receive her ksuba. Ooh, so you see that there needed to be a kinoi in order l'posel m'ksubasa. But wait a second, this woman is having yichud, she's having stira with men, she's violating das yudis. So you see that you need that violating das yudis is not enough, there needs to be a hasra'a, that if you violate das yudis, you're going to lose your ksuba. Shmamina, bai hasra'a shmamina. That seems to be a clear raya that hasra'a is necessary. The Ritva in Ksuba Savayin Beis writes that someone who's overis al das moshe v'yehudis, even if she was overis pam achas, if she was warned, she's called an overis al das, and that's it. Meaning it doesn't have to be a repeat behavior. Meaning once we come to the conclusion that you need hasra'a, so then once that hasra'a is issued, a single misstep is going to cost her everything. The Rashba in the Tshuva in Chelek Aleph Sim Tavkuf Ayin Aleph writes, Overis al das only loses her ksuba if she's regila bekach, if that becomes habitual that she does that. Darkei Moshe writes that he means to say, even when they gave her asra'a, that she's not going to lose her ksuba unless, not if she violates one more time, but if she's regila bekach. So the Mbira Grai says that if they warned her, no, if they warned her even one time is going to be enough to make her lose her ksuba. The Rashba doesn't mean that. The Rashba means that if she's regila bekach, then even without asra'a, meaning the Gemara's whole shaila, do you need asra'a in order to lose a ksuba when you're a veris al das yudis, that means if you're a veris al das yudis once. But the Rashba is saying, if you have a woman that's always being a veris al das yudis, everything she does is pretzel stick, then for sure you don't need asra. There's no hava amina in the Gemara that you're going to need asra. Says the Grah, that's what the Rashba is trying to tell us. That the whole chiddush of the Gemara is on one failure, one time that she messes up, does she lose her ksuba? And the answer is yes, but only if there's hasra. Without hasra, a single failure will not make her lose her ksuba. So says the Gemara, you know, we brought three rayas, all of them were from our Mishnah, and the last one was a slam dunk. You know, the last one was perfect. So v'kulu, my time l'amri meha. There was no rejection for this raya. So why didn't everyone bring this raya? Why didn't the other Amoraim think of this? They were looking at the same Mishnah, right? Meaning it's not like they didn't think of this Mishnah. All the rayas came from the same Mishnah. So why didn't they think of this line in the Mishnah? So it says, no, Dilma, shiny hasan. They assumed that it's a little bit different when the husband is out of commission, that maybe her acting in a more princessic way is not considered as much of a rebellion when the husband's out of commission, because part of what keeps a woman behaving as a married woman is living a normal married life. But if the husband is a cherish and he's a shota and he's a bebeis asurim and she's not living a normal married life, so she doesn't have that same motivation to act like a married woman, to act with the tznius of a woman who's already connected to a husband has, and therefore I might think that she does not lose her ksuba because it's not excusable but more understandable that she would behave in that way. But a woman who has a husband who's home, who's normal, everything, and acts in that way, I would think that such a woman does not require hasra'a. So they thought that maybe it wasn't such a great raya. So it's kind of like a dechia to the raya that yes, it shows that when the husband's totally out of commission, you do need hasra'a to make her lose her ksuba. Yeah, but maybe that's only when the husband's totally out of commission. When the husband is around, maybe you don't need hasra'a because under normal circumstances, she would know better than to behave in that way. So ibayilu. Now we move on to the second suffix on today's daf. Overas al das and veratza bal lekaima. Lekaima ain't a lekaima. If she's an overas al das, so she deserves, she deserves to lose her ksuba and everything else. Let's say she's overas al das Moshe. The Rabbi Kiva Eger writes that from the Mordechai it's mavur that the suffix of the Gemara is even if she's overas al das Moshe. So she's done terrible things. She feeds him non kosher food. She's a mishamishim while she's in nida. She has tashrus with him while she's in nida. And the husband says, yeah, but I want to stay married to her. So is he permitted to stay married to such a woman? So even though Veris Aldas Yudas is Shaila, but Veris Aldas Moshe, you know, she's being machshil him in Isurim, but he says, I love her, I want to stay married to her, even though I know she's done these terrible things. Do we assume that it all depends on the husband being machbid? Meaning we find that the Torah is not mechayev a husband to be megarish his wife unless he was makbid. The Torah is, like it says by Sota, v'kinei yasishto, that only with that, only if it's v'kinei yasishto, v'halo kapit, and this guy's not makbid. Odil makivin to kapit kapit. So what does that mean? We just said he's not makbid. No, what we mean to say is, legabi is chiv to be megarish her, it's not tali on his own hakbada, it's tali on what the derech would be or should be, the expectation would be that a husband would be makbid if his wife were behaving in such a way. So therefore, we assume that this guy is makbid as well, and he therefore is chayev to be megarisher. Which means to say that he even this guy, even though he's saying he wants to stay married, if you were to ask him intellectually what the right thing to do is, he would know that the right thing to do is not to stay married, and it's just the atzas hayetzer that's convincing him to stay married. So therefore, we're going to say that we're not going to pay attention to his Yetzer Hara. That's what the Tver Sion says, that this is similar to the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin, that Kofnos Ha'achi Omerotzani, that we know deep down he doesn't want to live a life where a woman is feeding him non-kosher food and having tashrus with him and not going to the mikveh, and you know he doesn't want to live a life like that. He just has Yetzer Hara to live a life like that. So maybe he's not allowed to be Mekayim her, because we assume that this is a Hakapad to the Baal, because every normal Baal would be Makbid about such a thing. So Gemara tries to bring a Raya to be Poshet this subject. Sadly, this is actually a halacha lemaisa shayla, right? Meaning this, there are couples like this where one decides not to be frum and the other one is frum, or the reverse, not one decides not to be frum, one decides to yes be frum, right? And the other one is not along for the ride. A little more rachmanis in such a case, right? So Toshima, so says the Gemara, let's bring a raya. Ve'elu shebezin mekanin lehen. The following are cases where bezin is mekanin. Misha nischarish baila unishtata oishay chavish beis asur. Cases where the husband is out of commission. He became a cheresh, a shaita, he's stuck in jail. But wait a second. If it's up to the husband to not mind and to say I want to stay married anyway, Bezin is going to step in and do something that maybe the Baal is not going to approve of. They're going to do a kinoy on behalf of the Baal. Then she's going to go have yichud, and that's it. Now she's asura to the Baal forever. And the husband could say, wait a second. I was never mekane. I'm perfectly happy to stay with my wife. So it must be that the husband does not have the right to say that if she's over Geres al Das Yehudis, then they're not allowed to stay together. So says Gemara, Stam de Milsa, Kim de Averes al Dasi, Minach Nichalei. No, we assume, we have the right to assume that he fits the rove of people who, if a wife behaves in such a way, he would want to do a kinoi. So he bailu. So the Gemara says, I'll raise another Shaila. Even if you can say that an Averes al Das is Tali in the Ratzon of the Baal, if he wants to stay married to her, Baal Shemachal al Kinuyo, Kinuyo Machal, Oeno Machal. Could a husband be mochel on his kinoi? Let's say he already did a kinoi. Now he says, I'm mochel on the kinoi. Make it as if I never did the kinoi. So me, I'm reading the kinoi de Baal Tal Rahmana. Do we say that the whole hakbad of the Torah to be mashkeher is dependent on the kinoi of the Baal? That if he's not mekaneher, he's not shosa. Ubal ha-machal de kinuyo. And now the husband is saying that my, you know, he's still in control and he's saying my kinoi should be invalidated. O Dilmo, or maybe, even though the Torah makes it totally on the kinoi of the Baal, kibin dekanele meikara, that once you you let that go, once you say the kinoi, so that's it. There's no backing out on the kinoi. In the Mincha Chareva, he explains the reason that he can't be mochel is midin shavi anafshe chaticha di isura. I don't know. I would have thought maybe he just can't be mochel because this is the technical. You know, it's like you can't unspeak lashon hara, right? So you can't unspeak a kinoi that it happened. So the words are out there, and there's some things just can't be pulled back. You could do tshuva all you want, but you know, for averos, but some things just can't be pulled back. So that's the shaila the Gemara has. Machal or ein machal. So Tashema says Gemara, let's bring some rayas. So over here also we're going to have three rayas. So raya number one, ve'elu shebeizin mekanan. The following are people that beizin can step in and be mekanan on their behalf. Mishan is charish baila or neshtata or sheichavish beis asurin. Right, this part of the mission is serving as a raya to every shaila we had in today's daf. Right, so the husband comes a charish shalt. He's in beis asurin. V'yamr pal machal shemachal al kinoi kinoi machal. But if the husband always has the right to be mochel on his kinoi, avdin midi dasi bal machalei, the dayanim are going to do something that the husband come afterwards and be mevatel with his mechila. That would be a terrible zilzel to the beis din. Beis din is going to go and they're going to do this whole thing that we are hereby as the Bazin making a kinoi, husband's going to show up the day he gets out of jail and say, ah, he'll be mvatal the whole thing, I'm mochel on the kinoi. So it'll be a terrible zilzal to the Bazin to do something like that. So it must be that once the kinoi is issued, whether it be by the husband or by the Bazin, it can't be pulled back. So says Gemara, no, stam de milsa, adam maskim al das Bazin. We don't have to be choshish that that's going to happen. In a chinami, he has the right to do that, but most people would never do that. That if it got to the point where he was going to issue a kinoi, he was going to stick to his guns. So Tashma says, well, let's bring a second raya. We learned in Mishnah back on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. That we provide two tamidicham to accompany them on the road. That when the Baal brings his wife to Yerushalayim to be mashkeher, based in sense, two tamidicham along with them. If you recall back on Daf Zayin, we tried to bring two different rayas to in Hilchos Yichud, to details in Hilchos Yichud, from the fact that we send shnei tamidicham, that you see baderech, you need an extra person, and you see that prutzim are different than tamidichamim when it comes to Yichud. Good, so we send two tamidicham baderech, and now once she becomes usher to him, she after the stira, the mayim is not going to be bodek if he's boel her. So these two tamidicham are there to make sure that he's not boel her baderech. So then we're not mochik the shem shemayim levatala. But v'yamrit bal shemachal kinui kinui machal lechalig kinui v'livel. What are these two tamidicham there for? Tell him you can't be boel her. He could say sure I can. I'm mochal the kinui, and once he's mochal the kinui, then he could be boel her. So the Gemara says no. Even if the husband could be mochel the kinoi, you still need the two tamidicham to be malava to tell him that if you're going to be boel her, make sure you do it beheter and not beisur. And adraba, from that mission itself, it's a raya that he taka can be boel her beheter by being mochel the kinoi. Because maishna tamidichamim, why is it that we're sending dafka tamidicham to be malava them to gemiri? Because only tamidicham will know the nuances of the halacha that they can tell him di iboy lemival amrilei achli the kinoi. If you want to be bowler, you need to be mochel the kinoi. It's okay. There's a way to do it. But you need to be mochel the kinoi first. And that's why you have to tell me to come in the first place. So Tashma says, okay, we'll have to try a third raya. Da Amar Rabbi Yoshia, Shlosha Dvarim Sachli Zi'ira Me Anshe Yerushalayim. There are three things that Zi'ira told me from the name of the Anshe Yerushalayim. Baal Shemachal Kinuyo, Kinuy Yemachal. Number one, that if a husband is mochel and his kinoi, it works. Number two, Zakin Mamre Shurasa Bezin Lim Chalo, Mochalo. Zakin Mamre, who went against the Psak of the Bezin Agadol, where the halach is, he's chayiv chenek, but the Bezin decides to be mochel him, they forego their honor, then they're allowed to be mochel him. And third, that Ben Soru Mora, Sharatsu Avim Alim Chalo, Mochalo. That Ben Soru Mora, whose parents want to be mochel him, they're allowed to be mochel him, because the Torah makes everything dependent on what the father and mother are trying to accomplish. It says in the Parsha Ben Soru Mora, Vitasuba Avivimo. So it's got to be Avivimo that are interested in doing it. It's one of the reasons why the Gemara in Sanhedrin says Ben Soru Mora never happened. Right? Ben Soru Mora never, what are the chances you can have parents that are that cruel that even when it comes down to that, that they're not going to be mochel? The other reason the Gemara says is because they have to have the same voice in order for it to be Ben Soru Mora. So for the husband and wife to have the exact same voice is highly unlikely. And if it does happen, it's highly unlikely that they're both able to have children, because there's probably some hormonal issue if they both have exactly the man has a woman's voice, the woman has a man's voice. But so that's also a reason that it's unlikely. I guess that's Zaf Yom Kuinsens. Yes, so we read Lein Tazrim Mitzorah. Tzoras Batim is one of the other things on the list of things that never happened, that never existed. Ukshabasi Yitzel Chaveri Shebedarim. And when I went to Chaveri Shebedarim, when I visited my friends in the south, Al Shnayim Hodeli, they agreed to two of these things that you're able to be mochel, namely that a husband could be mochel the kinoi, and that a mother and father could be mochel their ben sora mora child. But val zakin mamre lo hodeli, but they were not mode about the zakin mamre shelo yibu machlokas b'Yisrael, because it's inappropriate to be mochel zakin mamre, because that's going to promote more machlokas in klal Yisrael, and that we can't do. Shemamina bal shemachlok kinoi machlo shemamina. But bottom line is, you do see that a husband has the ability to be mochel on his kinoi. So now the Gemara says, okay, now that we've come to that conclusion that a husband has the ability to be mochel on his kinoi, so pligi baravach ravina, until when? Chad amar kodem stira machel, liachar stira eno machel. V'chad amar liachar stira nami machel. U'mistavr k'mad yamar eno machel. Is that only up until the time she does a stira? Meaning he does a kinoi and he says, wait, I changed my mind, I don't want you to do, I pull back that kinoi, because he doesn't want her to become asura to him by having yichud, or no, maybe even after she already became asura to him by having yichud, he could still undo that iser by having the kinoi. So clearly the whole raya that we brought from the Shnei Talmid Chacham that were malava b'derech, that's after the stira that the Shnei Talmid Chacham were malava b'derech. So the Gemara was assuming at that point that if the husband could be mochel the kinoi, then he can even be mochel after the stira. But now we're saying that no, we paskin the husband could be mochel the kinoi before the stira, but he cannot be mochel the kinoi after the stira. So mimai, how do we know that he can't be mochel after the stira? Mi dekama hadri rabbanan le Rabbi Yosi, from the answer the rabbanan gave to Rabbi Yosi. Titanya, because we had a brisa back on Dav Zayin that the Bezin sends two tamid chum that are malava the baal and the woman to guard them, because their choshesh the husband is going to be boel her baderech. So Rabbi Yosi Omer, Rabbi Yosi says you don't need to send two tamid chumim baal neman aleha. The husband says that he wasn't boel her. You could trust him. Mikal v'chomer, based on the following, kal v'chomer. Uman nida she bekaris balaneman aleha. If a nida, which is nisr kares, and yet couples are allowed to live together and have yichud together and be alone together, even though she's a nida, and we trust that nothing's going to happen, even though it's a nisr kares, sota she belav, sota, which is only nisr lav, lo kolshkein. Of course, we should trust him for a lesser iser. So amlo, the chum said back, lo, you can't learn that kal v'chomer. Marta benida, you know what? We trust him by a nida. Shkein yesh laheter. The yetzer hara is not as bad when it comes to Anita, because he has pas besalo. There's a heter eventually, that eventually she'll go to the mikvah and she'll not be Anita anymore. But Tomar Besota, Shein Laheter, you can say the same thing by a sota, where she's always going to be a sota, that she's always going to be a suratim, and he realizes looking at his wife that he's never going to be with her again. But Viyamar Lachar Stira Machala, but if you hold, he can always be Machal the Kinoi even after the Stira. Mishkach so Di Yesh Laheter. What do you mean there's no heter for the sota? Sure, there's a heter. Di Bai Machal the Kinoi. boil. Because if he wants, he could just be mochel the kinui and be boil. Ella shmamina leach stira in a mochel shmamina. So that's the raya that once there's a stira, too late. You can't do mechila after the stira. So now we move on. Mesu baleinat shalashasu beshamay. So we said that if the husband dies before they drink the mesota, so beshamay says they get a ksuba and they don't drink the mesota. Beisil says, well, if they're not drinking the mesota, they don't get a ksuba. So b'maykumifki, what is the nekuda samachlokas? Beshamay sabri shtar omidligvos kigavidami. That a shtar that stands to be used for collection is as if it's already collected, and the nechasim are in the hands of the malva, that the malva is considered to be muchsak in the nechse halove more than the love himself, because they're meshubah to the malva. So over here also, a woman has a ksuba, she's considered muchsak in the husband's nechasim that are meshubah to the ksuba, more so than the yorshe abal are muchsak in it. And therefore, when there's a suffix, whether she was mezana or not, and there's no way to be mevar the suffix because she can't drink the mesot anymore, there's no husband anymore, the burden of proof is on the yorshe habal. She's the one that's considered the muchsak. Burden of proof is on the yorshe habal, and that's what Bishamay holds. She gets her ksuba. Ubeisil savri shtaro midligvos lav kegavidami. And Beisil says no. A shtaro midligvos is lav kegavidami. The malva is not considered the muchsak in the nichse halove. So over here also, a woman, even though there's a shibud of a ksuba, she's not considered the muchsak in the money of the ksuba. So the yarshim are the muchsakim, and we have a suffix. Did she cheat on him? Did she not cheat on him? We have no way of resolving the suffix. Hamotzi mechavera lavaraya, but she's the one that's trying to be motzi from them. They're the muchsakim, and therefore she's going to lose her ksuba because there's no way to prove her innocence in such a case. Fine. Then the Mishnah went on to say mu'uberes chavero, that if you have a mu'uberes chavero, menekes chavero, an islandist, is a kena, enaru yaleleid, anyone who's unable to have children. So when he had a kinui and a stira, that she doesn't get ksuba and she doesn't drink. But Reb Lazar says, what are you talking about? Why shouldn't she get a ksuba? After all, you could the husband is allowed to be married to her. He could just marry another woman also to do puravu, right? The svara of the Tanakama that she's lo notas ksuba and lo shosos is because it's a forbidden marriage because he needs puravu. So says Rabbi Lazar, no, it's not a forbidden marriage. It's a permissible marriage. She just has to marry the husband. Just has to marry somebody else as well. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Aravua, machlokas the whole machlokas Rabbi El Ozar and the Chachamim is ba'akara, is a woman who initially was a bas banim and then she became an akara. Something happened, she had some sort of injury or something that happened to her, a choli, a makkah, that's a, you know, the something happened to her that made her unable to have children. Uzukena, or the woman, again, was once able to have children and then she became too old to be able to have children. Meaning, based on who she is, she's someone that could drink the mesota. It's just that then something happened to her. But the machlokas chum and Reb Lazar is whether you're allowed to stay married, because the chum hold that you're not allowed to stay married because it's a mitzvah puravu and there's no and he needs to have children, and if he didn't have children yet, he still needs to do the mitzvah. But Reb Lazar holds that you're allowed to stay married because puravu does not forbid you to stay married to someone who can't have children. You just have an obligation to marry someone else. Aval islandist, but an islandist is fundamentally different. An islandist was someone who never could have had children. Then divrei hakol lo shosav lanot ksubasa. For an islandist, everyone would agree she doesn't drink the mesota and she doesn't get a ksuba shenemar, because the pasuk says after she's mashka the mesota that if she's tahora viniksa vinizra zera, that she's vindicated and then she's going to have children. Misha darkal azria yatzu shein darkal azria. So it has to be someone who's darkal azria and not an islandist who's not darkal azria. So says the Gemara, Meisve Hamakani La Rusasa, if the person is Makani to Zarusa, that he had Kiddusha not yet Nisun, with the Shomeres Yavam Shalo, or Shomeres Yavam, Im Ad Shalo Kinsa Nistera, if she had the Stira before they ever moved in together, before they ever had Nisun, or before they ever had Yibum, Lo Shosav Lo Natals Ksubasa. She's not Shosav, she's not Natals Ksubasa. So because the Kinui and the Stira is what caused her to become Asuratim, and therefore he doesn't have to pay the Ksuba. Meir Omer Lo Yisa Adam Uberes Chaveru Menekes Chaveru. V'im Nasa Yotzi And if he does marry her, he has to divorce her, and he's never allowed to remarry her, because they made a knas for violating the Divrei Chachamim. So since Rav Meir holds that she's not ru'uya to him, and therefore she's not going to be shosav v'chamomim, yotzik she gives manu lichnos yichnos, that you could divorce her, and then just wait until the time actually comes where you're able to marry her. So according to the Chachamim, they are ru'uyos lo, they are ru'uyot him, but if he's v'kinala, they're going to be shosav. You know, let's go back to that tomorrow. We'll start again from Meisvei tomorrow, because that goes well into tomorrow's daf. So we'll leave it at that. Have a great day, everybody.